Hey, howdy, folks. This is Taylor, and you're listening to WGLZ Radio, college radio, where we are passionately vocal. Hey, ho, folks. How's it going? It's Taylor yet again. And today I have in here with me a very wonderful person. I say that a lot, but there's a lot of wonderful people on campus. And her name is Diana Nickerson, and she is the director of the Protestant Campus Ministry. Hello, Diane. How you doing?
Hi, Taylor.
Thank you so much for coming on today.
Sure. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So we're going to go ahead and get this rolling into it. As I like to introduce the people that I have on this show. And I wanted to know, let's talk about you and your upbringings. Like, where were you? Where were you born? What schools did you go to? And just kind of stem off from there.
Sure. So I was raised in Shadyside, Ohio, so I grew up there. And then when I got married at the tender young age of 21, I moved to Wheeling. Mm-hmm. And I got a job at Wheeling Jesuit University in the admissions office. And that started me on my way to get an education. So in addition to working at Wheeling Jesuit, mm-hmm. I also earned my undergraduate degree. I received a Bachelor of Arts in Human Resource Management. So mm-hmm. I worked there, and I worked in several different departments. I worked my way up from admissions into the Student Development Office. So in Student Development, I was responsible for working with resident assistants and campus life folks. So I worked with campus ministry, athletics, all those kinds of things. And then when I got my degree and I earned it, I got promoted to the adult education office, so I was the assistant director of the BOLD program. Mm-hmm. Then I moved over to Ohio University Eastern. Mm-hmm. That's one of Ohio University's five regional campuses. And there, I had a couple of different jobs as well. I moved up to finally the enrollment services office. I was the manager of enrollment services, which means we took like a one-stop shopping approach. We did advising, admissions, financial aid, mm-hmm. registration. We were in charge of graduation. We even taught some classes. So it was all-encompassing there. So during that time, I also earned my master's degree in organizational communication.
Mm. Wow. Excuse me. That is quite amazing. So you've really been in the educational departments kind of in a nutshell for a very long time.
Right. I have been in higher education for over 30 years in a variety of capacities. I've worked with adults, mm-hmm. students, and now I've come to work in campus ministry.
Yeah, that's so cool. I kind of want to go back on the Ohio and Wheeling Jesuit, Ohio University and Wheeling Jesuit. What made you go to those colleges when you started working, and then you've also got your bachelor's?
So I went to Wheeling Jesuit. A friend of mine who I worked before I worked there, I mm-hmm. worked at Tire America, and I worked in the auditing department, and one of my auditor friends got a job at Wheeling Jesuit. So she called me and said, "Do you want to work here?" So I followed her there, and so that's why I went to Jesuit. Mm-hmm. Then the reason that I went to Ohio University is because of the skyrocketing insurance premiums at Wheeling Jesuit. It was a private school. It's still a private school.
Yep.
And health insurance was very, very, very expensive. And so at OU, the premiums were, like 75% less. So
wow.
I was I was not a single parent. I was a one-parent household. My husband was a stay-at-home dad at that time.
Gotcha.
And we had three kids. So
oh boy.
So it could save us a lot of money by going to OU. And it mm-hmm. was a public school then. So I went from private to public.
Yeah.
And the transition worked out, pretty well.
Speaking of transition from that, since you were kind of like, from my understanding, prove me if I'm wrong, but Wheeling Jesuit is kind of like it is a private, but it is kind of like a decently sized,
Yeah, whenever I was there, we had about 1,800 students there when I was there. Mm-hmm. That included adult education as well.
Right.
It was mostly residential at that time. Gotcha. I think that they have a lot more.
Yeah, I figured. But yeah, during your time, and then when you went to Ohio University for your job and also to get your master's degree up there as well, big old difference in, livelihood, I guess you can say.
The regional, each regional campus had a certain number of students that were enrolled there. Mm-hmm. OU in general, in Athens, it has about 28 to 30,000 students. So when I got my master's degree, I went to Athens, but each regional campus, we had about 1,500 students at the Eastern campus.
Oh, wow. Oh, heck, that is... Quite
and it's a commuter campus, so we didn't have any students staying on campus because they didn't live in residence halls there. So
right, and that's probably a lot. Would you say that's a lot different now, I guess, since times have changed?
It was kind of hard to get used to working at OUE in the beginning because you had, when I worked at Jesuit, you had this built-in community at OUE. Students came for classes, and then they left. They had jobs, they had family commitments, so it was really a lot more difficult to get them involved in things.
Right.
But, you know, there were still lots of activities for them, but it was a little bit different because they did not, it was not a residential campus.
Huh, I never really knew that. I have to look into that if I find anybody else who's from Ohio University to ask about more of that. But since we're talking about universities, West Liberty University, here we are today. We're talking in the studio of WWGLZ. We're here. Woo! But I wanted to ask, you just recently came here, correct?
I did. I didn't start until the end of August. So right the week before school started is the week that I started here.
I remember my friend Caitlin talking about you coming in.
So I'm an employee of the West Virginia Annual Conference of the Methodist Church. I'm not an official employee of the university. My position is funded by the Methodist Church, but because have an interfaith chapel, the Methodist Church has been responsible for providing the campus minister in that position.
Gotcha. So since you're kind of like new around here, well, not really, you kind of went to Wheeling, so you're kind of like used to the area, what do you think of West Liberty?
I think it, you know, I've had several family members come to the university, so I've been on campus before. It's a beautiful campus. Students are nice and friendly. The employees have been kind. So the transition has been pretty good.
That's good. All right, so we're going to take a very short break, but we'll be right back after this short message. Hello, and you're listening to WGZ Radio. This is Taylor. I screwed that up. Let me say that again. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to WGZ Radio, college radio. We are passionately vocal, and we're back from our little commercial break here. And today I'm here with Diana Nickerson, who is the director of the Protestant Campus Ministry, and we were just talking about your upbringings from that you have come from Shadyside, Ohio, and you've went to Wheeling Jesuit and Ohio University to work but also get your degrees, and you've been a part of basically education for almost 30 years at most.
My whole adult life it's been filled with higher education.
Right. So we're just going to slowly back it up a little bit here and kind of just now move into West Liberty and your history with it so far. And as we said before, you are new here. And when I looked at the LinkedIn and did some more research, you've been here since August as well, as you stated. And I just wanted to know, what is the campus ministry for, of course, those who do not know or are not haven't been able to really look into it?
So I like to think of campus ministry and me as the director of campus ministry as a place on campus. Of course, we're in the Interfaith Chapel, so that means that anyone, regardless of their religious background, can come. It's not, you know, exclusive to Protestants or Catholics. In fact, Shirley Carter is the Catholic campus minister on campus. So we provide a soft landing spot for students who want to explore their spirituality. We do that by talking with people. We have events. We've had some Bible studies. We've had a prayer vigil. And we also have lunches that students can come and just chat and talk. And I'm available at any time. But it's just for students who want to talk about or explore a faith journey of some kind.
Mm-hmm. And speaking about the Bible study, my friend, who we've talked a little bit about earlier, she is a part of that. Can you explain a little bit about, of course, the Bible study?
Yeah, we usually meet on Thursdays this semester. In the fall semester, we met on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
But this semester, the spring semester, we're meeting on Thursdays because students had classes. Those classes sometimes, you know, get changed up. So we adjusted our time, and we meet on Thursdays from 6 to 7, mm-hmm. and we study different things. Right now, we're studying a book called it's about stories in the Bible of people who have been called by God to do something,
mm-hmm.
and their reluctancy, their hesitancy, their unwillingness to do what God's asked of them. So we are just studying that. Before our Bible study, we have a looming session. So one of the things that we've done all semester is I taught students how to loom hats, and so with, you know, yarn, mm-hmm. and a loom, and we made hats, and we've donated them to different organizations around the community. So we're continuing that.
That's good.
Throughout the semester, we'll continue to just build those up, and then we'll give them out again in the fall, as we did this semester.
That's quite nice.
Yeah.
Might have to come by. If
it's a little stress relief, and then we get to chat, and we get to know one another, and you can, you know, it's just a little de-stressor for students.
Right. Might get that. Yeah, definitely will try to come in. College is stressful. This sounds like a good way to let out the stress for
sure.
It
is. And we just sit around, and we, you know, it's a mindless activity that mm-hmm. allows people to get to know one another.
Right. And you said you also allow lunches. You do that almost every week, or do you do that, let's say, like every day or every week?
We've done it twice a month on Wednesdays at the noon hour.
Uh-huh.
Lots of things are happening at the noon hour, though. So sometimes they're a little more successful than others, but we had our last one. We won't have any more this semester. Mm-hmm. We had our last one on the Out of the Darkness Walk on Wednesday, April 6th. It's usually the first and third Wednesday of the month is when we do it.
Right.
And we just provide a free lunch. Sometimes it's pepperoni rolls. Sometimes it's soup. Sometimes it's pasta. Sometimes it's tacos in a bag. Those are pretty popular. The walking taco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely walking. The walking taco. Now you got me saying the taco in the bag. Yeah, that's my favorite because band and like just in general food concessions. Yeah. A lot of mm-hmm. people did that. So good. But yeah, definitely gonna go back for that again. And kind of just going back on campus ministry, and we were talking about that earlier, how you became the director. You said that the Methodist Church helped you with that.
Yeah. So the previous campus minister, her name is Debbie Daig. She's mm-hmm. a minister in the West Virginia Annual Conference. And she decided to go back to her roots in hospice care. So she's now a chaplain for hospice. So
gotcha.
The West Virginia Annual Conference has a newsletter that they send out every month. And last year, about this time, actually, April, May, they did a spotlight on Debbie Daig, and it was entitled "Life in the Day of a Campus Minister." And so it kind of describes what she did and how she met with students and kind of service projects that she worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it kind of piqued my interest. And then in June, I learned that she was actually going to leave and she was going to go to a different position, and the job became open. So at that time, my pastor, I'd go to the Warwood United Methodist Church. I just live right in Wheeling, and it's
right.
just right over the hill. And so my pastor, Bart Thompson, encouraged me to do it. And I thought, I don't know. It's so different than all the work that I've done before. It was on the academic side of students.
Yeah.
And I met with students a lot. You know, I've canceled students. You know, I've helped them navigate college in many, many ways. And when I worked in campus life. And so he said, well, those skills are transferable, you know, and you've been a member of our church for a long time. I was raised in the Methodist Church. My grandma took me to the Methodist Church in Shadyside, the Lincoln Avenue United Methodist Church. So, you know, I've been there for a long time. So I took a chance, and I applied, and so now I am here.
Yay! Here we are today talking as well. And that's really cool. Like, you know, I didn't know that they actually would send out like a newsletter and kind of like detailing like certain people. I never knew that.
Yeah, the Methodist Church has lots of different mission opportunities and agencies that they work with. One of the big agencies around here that we work with is the House of the Carpenter. It is a West Virginia annual conference extension ministry. And so students could volunteer there if they're looking for some service opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
They help students and families that live on Wheeling Island. And they also have, like, the Heart and Hand Society. I mean, they have about 9 missions across the state that you could get involved in.
Mm, that is quite amazing. Huh. 9 missions. Never knew that. Probably have to talk to my grandma about that, most likely. See you. But, yeah, I think that's really still kind of a cool idea about that newspaper. Again, I'm still learning new things, even just talking with other people and realizing this is what happens kind of behind the scenes at different programs and all that. But speaking of programs, I wanted to ask, what type of events or things that you are doing as of now and what you plan to do possibly in the future? Because I remember you did have the suicide walk. It was, I think, at the beginning of this month.
So one of the first things that I did, anytime that you start a new job, you need to start making some connections and figuring out who does what. And one of the first people that I met with was Shirley Carter, as I said earlier,
yes,
from Catholic Campus Ministry. And Shirley and I decided that we would be partners in crime, and we developed Campus Ministry Squared. So we've done some joint programming, and one of the things that we do together is we meet on Mondays for Campus Ministry Mondays at the Thomas Aquinas Center, and we have movies, we play games. For the kickoff of Lent, on Fat Tuesday, we had a pancake Shrove dinner, so we had a Mardi Gras party, and so we meet there on Mondays. On Wednesdays, we have our lunches. We did our looming project. We did that during the fall. We had pumpkin carving at the Aquinas Center. We had a program in December called Creature Comforts over in the social hall upstairs in the chapel, where we baked cookies and we decorated cookies and we played Christmas music and we drank hot chocolate. And it was a nice time during finals week to just kind of unwind in the students. We had about a dozen students there, and they got to take home cookies to their friends and families. And then we also donated cookies, the leftovers, to the maintenance and housekeeping staffs here. So it was a way to show hospitality, in addition to getting a little sweets and a little de-stressing. One of the big projects that we had in the fall semester was a photography workshop. So we had a local photographer, Daniel Caron, come in, and he presented a program on how to actually see nature and kind of connect nature and being outdoors to spirituality. And so we had a little contest called Where Do You See God on the Hilltop? And students submitted pictures, and then faculty and staff got to vote on their favorite pictures, and then we gave away 3 top baskets for the top voted, the top 3 pictures. And those pictures, once we get the hallways painted in the chapel, I'm going to have a display of those pictures, so that'll be nice.
Ooh, that'll be pretty.
And then this semester, in the spring semester, which was, you know, kind of, it was my first time, and we had a lot of snow days, it seemed like. So some things kind of got shifted around, but we did a prayer vigil for citizens of Ukraine. We had a candlelight vigil there. We had a student sing, Haley Lewis, and then we had a big peace poster in the union, student union, that students could color and contemplate and kind of think about the world in general. And then we had music and a candlelight service. So I thought that was pretty successful. We had, I don't know, about between 50 and 60 people at that. So that was pretty nice.
Yeah, that sounds very nice indeed. And in all honesty, what kind of, since you're now slowly getting your connections and moving through, what kind of events do you plan to do next year?
Well, I'm the Wednesday luncheons were really, you know, this spring semester, they were real hit or miss. So I kind of need to land on something that would, maybe I need to do it in a different time. But one of the nice things about the Methodist Church is when we take communion, we say that everyone's welcome and available to take communion. It's, we have what we call an open table. So anybody, everybody is welcome. Anybody can come. So I'm kind of thinking about maybe some kind of table event where people can come and maybe we can do some international student food. Maybe students could help make their favorite. So I'm trying to kind of figuring out what we might want to how we want to rework that so that more students can come. Maybe it doesn't need to be on Wednesday. Just because it's been like that forever doesn't mean it has to stay that way. So I'm hoping that we can have a little more participation. Maybe Sunday evening, I don't know. We're going to kind of work it out. I'm going to work with Shirley to kind of figure out. And then I would really like to do a service project, maybe a mission project in the fall. Service is important. Just in general, you don't necessarily have to be very religious, but giving back to your community feels good.
Yes.
And as a society, it helps everyone. So I'm hoping that we can do a service project of some sort.
That sounds amazing, and I'm hoping to see a lot more from you guys as well, and I'm hoping to see more of that success in helping the community out in general, just not with us students or faculty, people who need it out in this world, in this community area that we are in. We definitely do need it.
Yeah, one of the things that Pastor Degg did that I continue is the food pantry work at Hope United Methodist Church in South Wheeling. And so students can come with me on the first and third Wednesday of every month, and we drive down to Hope. It's on 29th Street. We've had a couple of students and a couple of faculty members come, and we help with the food distribution at that food pantry. So anytime that you can, you know, work in collaboration with another agency, it helps everyone.
Awesome, awesome. And I think that's all we have for today. Thank you so much, Diana, for coming in and doing this with me.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Of course. And I seriously, again, do hope that you are able to take off with most of your events and do a lot more things, just not with the campus ministry, but with other students as well. And if by chance anybody does want to, like, talk to you or ask you a question, what's the best way to reach you or even say hello to you?
I'm in the office of the Interfaith Chapel, and when you go in, you make a right. Don't go into the sanctuary. Go into the right, and there's offices back there. I'm in there, and I'm usually there Monday through Friday. Or you can send me an email, ministry@ohio.edu. WestLiberty.edu, not Ohio. It's WestLiberty.edu. Ministry@WestLiberty.edu. Thanks.
Yeah. It's all good. We have little hiccups on that again. But again, thank you so much. And folks, thank you for listening. I hope you have yourself a wonderful time. This is Taylor Martin signing off of WGLZ Radio, college radio where we are passionately vocal. Hope you have yourselves a great weekend, guys. It's Easter. Ciao.